Hello, welcome, Atomic Radio Hour, episode 130, I think?
Yes.
Episode 130. I am your host, Vince. This is the Post-Nuclear Podcast. How are you, friend? You are? Who are you? Introduce, please.
I am Olive. I am your holiday host, Olive.
Hi, everyone.
That was a relatively uncreative couch gag. How are you doing, bud?
I'm all right. The year is coming to a close. We're recording this on the 30th. This I think is going out on the 1st.
Second.
Second. Okay.
So happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year.
It's just gonna be the same thing all over again.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. Pretty quiet. I spent time with my family, and that was basically it. I've just been like playing games and chilling. Yeah, just been really quiet. We haven't really been doing anything because pandemic bad. Didn't really see much in terms of family this year because everyone's staying home.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of nothing. Didn't really do anything.
Cool.
What about yourself?
I ate a lot of shrimp and cookies.
I also ate a lot of shrimp and cookies.
Yeah. That's what I did. I've been playing, just kind of playing games, which is weird because I normally don't have time to do it, but yeah, I just kind of have time to do it.
It's kind of been nice to just like, the only thing I have to do is like, play games.
Yeah. Yeah. I picked up for $40, I picked up three games. I got Uncharted Lost Ooh. Legacy, God of War, the new one, and Days Gone, which are all PlayStation exclusives, but they're all games that I wanted to try. And for like under $40, I got that. And I've been playing Uncharted, and those games are great. It's not Nathan Drake. It is girl. It's Chloe, who shows up in, I think, everyone past two, but I'm probably wrong.
What did she do that was special?
She's just another treasure hunter thief.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But no, it's I'm playing it. It plays it. A lot of it, I'm playing it, and I'm like, oh, this feels like The Last of Us. And this was, I think, the last game that came out before The Last of Us 2. But it's just like, you move faster. And I'm playing it, and I'm, like, seeing the similarities and the differences, and I'm playing it going, yeah, I like The Last of Us, especially The Last of Us 2 a lot more, because it feels so grounded. Like, this feels like a silly, campy action movie, and The Last of Us is like, everything is dying. Everyone I know is dying. I can't find happiness.
Like, the Last of Us kind of has that thing where it's like The Handmaid's Tale, where it's almost too real.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, I'm shooting people with shotguns, and I'm not hearing them scream for their loved ones as they die and, like, slowly bleed out, but I'm just like, boom, shotgun, haha, next guy, bang, shotgun. Like, it's
at least you don't have to deal with the mortality of game NPCs.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer it, honestly. I think it adds such a bit of realism to it. I love that. Shooting a bad guy and then hearing them go, Jack! And then just having to slowly, like, and also, jeez, like, when you punch people, it doesn't have that weight. Like, remember that weight?
Like that. Yeah, it really feels like you're putting your back into it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's been it. This is, I've been just kind of chilling out, counting change, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've just been, like, on my normal thing. I've been basically just playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of Smash.
I'm playing GTA again like a moron.
Yeah, nice.
Everybody's playing it, so I was like, fuck it, I'll play it. And you get a free million a month.
For being a part of it?
Yeah, until it comes out on the 5.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay, until it's on the next console.
Yeah, so it's just like, thanks for playing the same game since 2013. I saw something that was like, the PS2 had three GTAs. GTA 5 had three consoles. Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I don't even like it. That's what's so fucked up. Is I don't even like Grand Theft Auto. Like, I don't like 6.
Like, the only reason I'm playing Final Fantasy is because I just really like it. I like the fantasy. They're talking about like crystals and light and darkness and shit, and it's just like, yes, this is exactly what I want. It's cheesy. It's just high fantasy. There's elves with like with bows and shit. And like, I make potions and sell them to people. Like, yes, this is what I want.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I'm playing the second expansion for Final Fantasy XIV right now, Stormbloods. And it's really cool. It's about like, kind of like a civil war, like a rebels versus empire kind of situation.
Oh, tight.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's like, the theme is kind of, like dynasties of like East Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course it's not like, it's not Asia because it doesn't take place on Earth, but, it's a lot of like inspiration from like Japanese, like mythology and culture and like, Chinese stuff. And, there's like, tribes that are definitely drawing inspirations from like, ancient Mongolians. It's like really, really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Although Heaven's Ward forever, baby.
If you say so. I made a character when I saw you the other day.
Yeah, you did. Grandma's Ashes.
Yep.
That's the name of your character.
Uh-huh. It's not the first name I wanted, but it's there. So
that's what I could settle for.
So here we are, the end of the year. This is a half hour. I have an immense amount of things going on in my life.
Me too. I'm obviously not in my normal space.
And I needed just some time, and I didn't want to hit you with another burner. Next week will be a burner. Just because
more love questions next week.
Yes. Just because it is just gonna, you'll know it's more of personal things that are going on with me, not like in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Just life events. And
yeah. Milestones, even?
I guess. Did you ever see that meme where it's like boobies, titties even, perhaps even breasts or something like that? Did you ever see that? It fucking kills me. It's like boobs, breast even. It fucking kills me every time I see it.
That's kind of funny.
And it's like those, remember those old demotivational memes where it's just like the black border.
Yeah.
And it's like that, and then it's like a demotivational inside of a demotivational inside of a demotivational inside of one. I don't know why. It's so dumb. The internet has ruined my sense of humor. But yeah.
We all are just brain rotted at this point.
But
or at least I am.
There's just a bunch of shit going on, and just time is needed. But I didn't want to deprive anybody. I don't know if that's the right word. Deprive anybody of an episode. But the year's coming to an end. I don't have to tell you that this fucking world is on fire. We've said it enough. There's a new strain of the plague, and it's just hit the US as of the other day. The UK is on fire as well. You know, everything sucks. But I think there was a lot of good in this year that nobody's willing to acknowledge. And
well, let's what we get in, what was good for you?
I just think there was a lot of personal growth for a lot of people. And I think that's just people. I don't think people are so much acknowledging it because everything else around them sucks. But I think I've seen a lot of people kind of get better. I've seen a lot of people grow. I've seen a lot of good things happen out of this year. And I know it sucks that, you know, we couldn't do anything. Yeah, I think a lot of good happened. I think that we got some decent videos, James, which I know isn't great, but they're such a really big deal. But
I mean, it's not that it's not a big deal. Like, entertainment is there to make people happy, especially in like times that can feel hopeless. Kind of immersing yourself in something like creative and fun can mean the difference between a good day and a bad day to some people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's not as like a huge thing. Like, it's not like, oh, like everyone got a gram of coke and a hooker. Like, I'm saying it like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's just, I think there's been a lot of good that has happened, and the bad doesn't necessarily outweigh it. I feel like I've seen a lot of people get better. I've seen a lot of people grow. And I think it's a really understated thing. I think everybody looks at this year as if it's like the worst thing to ever happen, and it's just the worst thing that has ever happened within a small amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole mentality on most things is hot sauce. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. When you eat hot sauce and it's super, super hot, it only hurt. The most it's ever going to hurt is right when you first taste it. Mm. So we're getting through it. I mean, it's getting better. We have a vaccine now. It's not being distributed the way it should be because of the powers that be, but you know, a lot of people discovered that, especially a lot of white dudes fucking figured out that the police suck. Not that I've been fucking, just, I want to point out that we never had an episode 11 plus one. I mean, we had an episode 11 plus one, but
yeah, you know. We didn't have the 13 minus one though.
Yeah.
we didn't have that one.
Not to say, you know what, like I'm an OG because I'm not, but don't ever question my credit.
I guess I see what you're getting at.
There's a lot of good out there, and I think a lot of people.
I'm sure a lot of people grew closer to their kids this year.
Yeah,
like having to be home and like not constantly preoccupied, trying to not starve. I'm sure people were able to actually like build bonds and memories with their families for once.
Yeah.
A short window of time.
Yeah. No. I mean, absolutely. I think I've said this story before. I remember a few years ago, my brother went trick or treating, and I went with him. And his one friend's mom said, I forget what even the topic was, but she was like, "I have coffee and I have wine, and that's how I deal with the stress of being a mother." And I was like, "You're a shitty parent then." I was like, "You're a fucking god awful parent. Being a parent shouldn't be looked at as a chore that you need stimulants to get through. Like you completed a miracle and something shot out of your fucking baby chute, and you should be happy about that." And now it's be like, "I'm so exhausted because I'm a hashtag mom life." Like, go fuck yourself. But like, I was thinking about that woman throughout this, and I was just like, I wonder if you're ready to strangle your kid or if you're just like ready to leave him, because you obviously weren't a good parent.
Hmm.
So.
I mean, it also could have been like a joke.
No, she said it pretty seriously, and I think she was kind of drunk, and that was the funny thing, is she was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is how much of an awful parent she was. She was drinking on trick-or-treat night, because where we live, Halloween and trick-or-treat night are two different things. Drinking on trick or treat night, and then to the point where
like driving?
No, we were walking around. She abandoned her kid with me and my brother and my mom.
What the fuck?
She got drunk and like walked away because she got into a fight with her boyfriend or some shit. Yeah, and I was like, I remember sitting there the whole time, like, "You should not have children. Your children should be taken into protective custody. Because you should not have them. It was a mistake for you to have children."
Yeah, I mean, like, if you don't know how to act, don't have kids.
Like, I don't know. I'm of the belief of when you have kids, you stop having fun for 18 years. And
not like a "what was me." It's like a "you have an obligation."
Yeah, take care of your shit when the kid's old enough.
You have a duty.
Yeah,
obligation sounds like it's like a drag, but you have like a duty to do right by your new family.
Yeah, yeah. Stop drinking all the fucking time. Get your shit together.
And I'm not even from like a gender role thing. Like, "Oh, I gotta be a stay at home mom."
No,
now.
I never once brought gender into this.
Oh yeah, I know. I wasn't, or you weren't, but yeah. It's just, like, you have to, like, be responsible.
Police your child. Fucking, yeah.
I mean, fuck 12, but...
Yes, yeah, yeah, of course. But no, like, I think, like, it's funny that you say that, because that's what I've been thinking of. I've been thinking of that family. I bet a bunch of people, like, this year, a bunch of people got more invested in the U.S., and if you live here, great, that's something that you should do. I don't care what fucking side you're on. They got invested. Like,
yeah, I mean, start caring about the powers that be, and then they can maybe better serve you.
Yeah. Like, that. There's a lot of good that happened. A lot of people played Animal Crossing for, like, a month. Like, that was a big deal.
When Animal Crossing came out, it was like when Pokemon Go came out.
No, it wasn't.
For me, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go coming out for me was like a religious experience.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Really? You equate
the dropping of... Yeah, really important. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think it was for a lot of people.
I think it just came out at the perfect time.
It did. It really came out
at the perfect time. We got a lot of good memes about the Doom guy and Isabella being friends.
They are friends. They're homies.
I think that's so... That's why I can't wait for Doom guy to be in Smash. And it's gonna happen. And it's gonna fucking happen.
It has to. I really would like that to happen.
It needs to happen. I need Doom guy to be in it. It makes so much sense. But yeah, there's a lot of good... I've been talking for a minute. What's something good that happened to you?
I've had a lot of great personal development. Like, this has been the first year of my transition, and that's been, like, incredibly rewarding. Of course, it's been, like, hard at times, but it's all been a step in the right direction, like, personally, and it's, like, really, really exciting. That's, like... Other than that... It's been kind of rough for a year. The only thing that's like really been good this year for me has been like my transition.
There's nothing else.
Played a couple of good games. I'm in a relationship now, so that's kind of nice. It's not everything. Like, I feel like it's not something I need to be like patted on the back for, but like I'm glad that I found someone to be friends with, another person to be close with. That's it's nice.
There's a lot of good. I'm telling you, there's a lot of good. I think, and especially out of this, I think a lot of good is going to happen. I think a lot of good is going to happen out of this. I think a lot of people are going to start seeing things for what they are. I think, like, right now, the travel industry is shot.
Yeah, it's fully shot.
I think we should... I'm confident that by June, we'll be at some level of normalcy.
I'd like to think that. I'd like to hope.
I think so. Just because by that point in time, hopefully we'll have more did I ever tell you my vaccinine story?
Yes, you have.
Have I told it on here?
I think you have, but if you want to tell it again, I would love it.
Some guy came up to me and I was doing something and he's like, you know how old coffee is? I don't even remember where I was. He's like, you know how old coffee is?
Weren't you at work?
I might have been.
Yeah, you were on the night shift, I remember.
And I was like, he comes up to me and I was just doing something and I don't even remember what I was doing, but he comes up to me and he's like, do you know how old coffee is? And I was like, well, that's a good question. And I was like ready to have my fucking gray matter tickled. I was like, maybe, just maybe, it was the last, I said, when was the last great like European empires. When was the last great empire? Like the Byzantine Empire?
What was it? Coffee's like an ancient ass plant.
Yeah, so I was like I know like that Arabic region. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, probably I said like 1100s or something. He's like, you want to know when the last great empire was? It was the United States, and the Democrats are going to steal the election, and then they're going to put a vaccinine in us that's going to track us. And I'm like, and I just kind of like looked at him
sure,
like,
buddy.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. And I just kind of like just.
He doesn't know.
No, not even he doesn't know. He shouldn't be breeding. And I was just like, he's just going to talk at me. And he's like, I saw Bill and Melinda Gates on the TV the other night. And she had, and then he like stops himself. He's like, let me ask you a question. When that vaccinine comes out, are you going to get it? I go, I'm sorry. A what? He's like, a vaccinine. I said, a vaccine? Like, I never do that, but I was just like,
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you're going to get it? I was like, I don't know. It depends on what the vaccine is for. I mean, if it's something life-threatening, probably.
You were playing a little coy.
And yeah, and he's like, I saw Bill and Melinda Gates on the TV the other day, and she had on a necklace that had three red gemstones of some sort, and what seemed to be a cross upside. And, you can look this up, he says to me. You can look this up. That's the devil. They're going to put that vaccine in us and track us. As he looks at his fucking iPhone.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my favorite part. Here's my fucking $900 tracking device that I pay for. They're going to put a microchip in us so they can track us, so they can follow us.
I've got my one grand spy here.
Yeah. after he just fucking finished putting in an Amazon order that Amazon app knows your location even when you're not
Amazon
using it.
Amazon is the Rube Goldberg machine of human suffering.
Fucking crazy. Did you hear about Jeff Bezos' ex-wife just gave away like a ton of money?
No.
Yeah, she got all that money from a divorce and then she was just like, all right, take it.
That's what Jeff Bezos should do, you know, with his billions of dollars that he'll never use.
Yeah, just so fucking funny.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it on the show before, but there's a Twitter page called Today Jeff Bezos Did Not End World Hunger. And they tweet every day, Today Jeff Bezos Did Not Use His Excessive Wealth to End World Hunger.
I there's so many of those I follow. I follow one that's counting the days until until the Fallout 1 and 2 remake.
I think you've retweeted one from the show's account before.
Yeah, every time if I'm on the show's account and I see it, I'll like it and I might retweet it. there's a few of them that are really good that I follow. There's one that's from Dexter's Lab. It's a scene from Dexter's Lab that every Saturday it tweets out. Ah, Saturdays are for dads.
I know that there's a channel on YouTube that says they just post the same video every day of from Spy Kids 2, and it's the scene where the cowboy drops in and he's like, did somebody ring the dinkster? And they just play that every single day. They post that same video.
That's awful. I wonder what their CPMs are.
It's really funny.
I wonder if they're making money off of that. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think this year has been a lot better than it has been worse in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's Dinkster Daily on YouTube.
That's so fucking funny. How many subs?
58,000.
Wow. They have to be making money.
I'm going to just drop this in general, and I'm sure someone will like it.
Join the Discord for that alone. Yeah, do you have anything else you want to say about some positivity?
Positivity. I have been keeping a houseplant this year. That's been kind of nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like kind of cool. I've never had success with plants, and like nurturing something from seedling to plant is kind of cool.
I have no interest whatsoever in having a plant. It's just not
it
something
helps that
I
gave
do.
My plant a name, because then I would have been guilty if I killed it.
I name everything.
It's true, you do.
I don't know. I think this year has been fine. I mean, not fine. I mean, it sucked, obviously, but
it definitely had its lows, you know.
Yeah.
California literally burned down like all of it.
It looked like Blade Runner for a while.
Fucking
but
bad.
See, that was the thing, is I was so into the dystopia of it.
Yeah, but like that's like real life though.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit gets worse before it gets
differently.
Better.
Real life dystopia hits differently than fantasy dystopia.
But it's gonna get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
And there's
especially
a lot
of, if we don't take climate change seriously.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that kind of, I feel like, I think you get lumped into this, that are just kind of like afraid. And when shit gets real, like it got real, and it was fucking, one of my favorite memories of this year was going into a supermarket and just walking around masked up, walking around, watching people freak out. Because it was like, that's right. Like, your mortality is real. You could die at any fucking moment. Like, all these people that reach out and like, oh my God, how are you? We haven't spoken in so long. I'm just, you know, I'm so anxious and scared and worried because of the plague is here. And, you know,
and this isn't even the bad one.
Yeah. And then it's like, I went to a funeral this year and everyone's like, oh, we should have seen each other more. We should have done more things together. And it's like, yeah, but why do you only ever think about this when there's a funeral? Like, it's not like it's like, oh fuck, I'm gonna die. Like, it's like, I forgot, I got a meeting at 3. It's like, everybody knows you're gonna die.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, I think a lot of things happened. I think a lot of people saw a lot of things that they were either blind to before or they just were choosing not to see, and a lot of things brought it to light. A lot of good shit happened. I just want to say goodbye to 2020. I want to say hello to 2021. New year, new me. But at the same time, like, you know, don't take shit too seriously. I'm fucking, I'm out of PA, leaving Pennsylvania. I'm going to be gone for a little while.
Good for you.
We're going to be doing a bunch of other shit. I'm going to be trying to do a bunch of other shit. Going to try to get a bunch of shit in order. We hit 300. I always feel weird about saying our sub count because we are a small channel and it could change because it could be bots or whatnot. But we had 300. We're over 300 subs right now. So mazel to you.
We also have like listeners on the podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people that are always listening through downloads. There's people that are watching and listening on YouTube, and there's a bunch of YouTube shit. We put out lore segments and shit as separate videos and whatnot, and here we are. We got through it. We're going to get through it. And it's just, it is what it is, and it ain't what it used to be. Bop it a boot, skip it a cream. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yeah. Not particularly. I think it's just, as we go into this New Year's, remember that New Year's resolutions are a scam.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Stay home. Don't drink.
But if you're going to resolute yourself to do something, hold yourself accountable. Otherwise, it's just an empty promise that you've made to yourself. Yeah. And you're just going to get upset.
Yes. Cool. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being
here. That was kind of like grim, but like honestly, like I wish you guys the best.
Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for everything in 2020. Thank you for watching and listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for, even if this is the first one you've ever seen, just thank you. Doing this means a lot to me. And I hope to do more. I hope to do a lot more next year. You're going to see a lot more of us next week. Like I said, we'll be a burner, but, it is what it is right now, I guess. So you want to take us to the outro?
To start our show, we have this song called Feather Duster. And if you want to get it, you can get it from Shane Ivers at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, tell us about social media.
If you'd like to follow myself or Oliver the show, there's a link in the description below to our Twitter. I believe our Instagram is down there too, but we don't use it. Then there's a link to the Discord. Join the Discord. There's always something going on. You could see Doug Dimmadome daily or Dink Dimmadome, whatever the fuck you put in there before. join the Discord. Come check it out. There's always something going on. We haven't had a game night in a while, but I think it's just because of the holidays and whatnot. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. Give us a thumbs up or a review. Give us something. I'm sorry again that this was a shorter episode, but like I said, it's end of the year. Need to put something out quick. Just to tell you that we love you. There is a Patreon that we have to thank some people for, and we'll be doing that in just a moment. But if you'd like to throw us a couple bucks to see the show get a little bit bigger, a little bit better, a little bit harder, faster, stronger, you can do so on our Patreon, which there is a link in the description. And if you don't want to throw us a couple bucks monthly, but you want to support the show in another way, there is a link to a Redbubble where you can buy a shirt or a clock or a block or a sticker and a bunch of other goodies. It's our merch store, essentially. This has been a Ghoulman Entertainment production. We have various other shows that we produce, being Atomic Tabletop, which hopefully there will be more of in the future. How's the editing going?
Don't ask me.
There's Lizard Brains. There's Kyle and Vince Likes, which Kyle and I will like things eventually again together at the same time.
you only like three things a year, so you really have to like choose which ones you do.
So I think that's how many episodes we did. we did Sonic the Movie, Last of Us,
Borderlands.
The game. That Borderlands wasn't on there. Borderlands was last year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or 2019 at this point when this comes out. But yeah, there's links to everything in the description. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sticking with us. Thanks for putting up for this. Putting up with me yelling at my friend for another 52 episodes. that's about everything.
So we have some people to thank.
Yes.
I'm going to start with the original gangster, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Next up, it's going to be Gage Twice.
once for the Patreon and once for the Discord. Because of Gage, we can do stuff like stream in the Discord, and we thank you for it twice.
Then we have Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
Next, we have Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And Bones Jones.
Thank you, Bones Jones. All right, that's everything.
Thank you so much, guys.
I'm going to go eat some pasta and
this was a nice short one. Just a little chill one.
Just a little something just to hold you over for when we get the real shit going again in the new year.
This is like a little appetizer portion.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to go eat pasta and play videos, James.
Cool.
Bye.
Minecraft.
Bye, Kyle. We got it in the year on a bye, Kyle. Atomic Radio Hour
Podcast. A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.